Good afternoon, Exotics Vet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Perfect. There we go. Cool. You know, how's that's all good. Yeah, much clearer now. But yeah, how's Pepper today? She doing okay? Yeah, that'd be right. You getting there? Cool. Okay. No, that's okay. Well, that's it. Like, I think it'll take some time if we're going to get better for sure. But, look, the blood test actually is fairly, it's actually fairly good. Like, actually a lot better than I was expecting. Like, there are some changes there that tells me her liver's probably not functioning very well. Like, she's got slightly high cholesterol. But some of the other, like, the main markers, like her active sort of liver inflammation and her bile acids are actually completely normal, which is great. So, it can happen with advanced disease where, you know, these, like, the cells aren't actually dying and not functioning well, but we're still seeing some minor changes. But it doesn't seem like there's obviously some massive degeneration of cells occurring. It seems like it's actually still functioning somewhat fairly well, which is good. So we'll keep her on the same liver medications. We don't need to add anything else in at the moment. We'll keep her on that one. That'll help a lot. So that's good. With her red cells and white cells, she actually does have actually a lower red cell count than normal. So she's actually technically very, very, very mildly anemic. It's just like a couple points under the normal for the cockatiels. That can happen when they have bleeding internally, if she hasn't been bleeding, or possibly like chronic disease with the production of red cells might be affected as well. That's probably what might be happening. So just with these guys, they take about 7 days to regenerate their red cells. So we'll just get it back in for maybe 2 weeks. Just check that that's back up to normal. And then we might institute some of the changes with her diet and just some other little things we can do for her that'll help get her through, hopefully. Because that's it. Most of the time with the diet, like we said, with the liver, it's a diet. Sometimes the infection, we'll just try and cover some things, but see if we can just sort of stabilize her for the next 2 weeks and get her ready for the stress of changing her food and things like that. But, I just need to make sure that red cell's coming up as well. But, otherwise, like her white cell count was actually pretty good as well. It doesn't seem like there's obviously any active inflammation or infection, but doesn't necessarily mean it's not there with that specific chlamydial bacteria we talked about. I think it's still worth treating her for that, definitely. I think that's good. So I think all in all, actually, that's probably, you know, a lot better than we were expecting. And I think we should be, you know, happy with the small wins that we get. So I think that's actually really good news. So keep up with the medications. If we could organise for a repeat blood test in 2 weeks and a revisit, we'll just chat about some things before we close down for the Christmas break. I think that'll be really useful. We can work on some things in the new year for her. But would I be able to book you in now, or would you just have to call back? Because, yeah, we're still open Monday 22nd, Tuesday 23rd, Wednesday 24th. So we can do any of those sort of days if that fits with you. Yep. Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, what's some sort of time during the day would you like? Honestly, we don't have any appointments that day, so anything's actually fine. Definitely, yeah. So I've got about, it's 4:30. Is that okay? Cool. Okay. I booked it in. So yeah, so Monday the 22nd of December at 4:30 p.m. That'll be with me, and we'll just have a revisit and check the red cells again. See, go from there. Sounds good. Okay, thanks, Crystal. Any questions or anything? Perfect, cool. But yeah, well, hopefully she, you know, picks up a little bit with the medication over the next 2 weeks. But I think, honestly, I would honestly just enjoy every day you have with her. Like, even though the blood, so, like, yeah. Honestly, they're just so good at hiding everything. Sometimes, yeah, the first time we see each other, it's really, really dire, unfortunately. But, you know, we know what we're dealing with, you know, so we've got a good plan for, and, yeah, hopefully we can start to get a good response with some time and some things. But, yeah, it's really sad, but it's okay. Good. Perfect. Awesome. I'll see you then.